And finally this evening, Chris Alteri looks back on the life and times of an award-winning author and renowned Soviet dissident who passed away yesterday evening at the age of 89.
Alexander Isayevich Solzhenitsyn was born on December 11, 1918, to the young widow of a Russian Imperial Navy officer. His mother was an educated woman and passed to her son her love of literature and learning generally. Solzhenitsyn studied mathematics at Rostov State University, while at the same time taking correspondence courses from the Moscow Institute of Philosophy, Literature, and History. During World War II, he served as the commander of an anti-artillery unit in the Red Army, was involved in major action at the front, and was twice decorated. In February 1945, while serving in East Prussia, he was arrested for writing a derogatory comment about Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin's conduct of the war. He was accused of anti-Soviet propaganda and taken to the Lubyanka prison in Moscow, where he was beaten and interrogated. On July 7, 1945, a police tribunal sentenced him in absentia to an 8-year term in a labor camp. This experience formed the basis of Solzhenitsyn's works Gulag Archipelago and One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which exposed the Western world to the horrors of Soviet rule.
Nobody had talked about the camps in any legal way for 10 years after Stalin's death. So that was one thing. And then 10 years later, he publishes the first volume of Gulag Archipelago, widening the scope of the argument, bringing it to the West, a West still in many corners feeling very romantic about the socialist camp and about even socialism and Marxism itself. And putting the lie to that, it changed French intellectual history overnight. France went from being an intellectual climate dominated by Sartre and Marxism. All of a sudden, the nouveau philosophe, the new philosophers, came into being in the mid-70s, all influenced by Solzhenitsyn.
As Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David Remnick explained during an interview with PBS talk show host Charlie Rose in 1994, Solzhenitsyn's role in exposing the systematically brutal injustice of the communist regime and eventually bringing an end to Soviet rule was of the first importance.
This is one of the great stories of literary and political history, period, anywhere of the 20th century. There's no author alive or in the 20th century who's had the effect on his particular society that Solzhenitsyn has. We've had lots of great writers in the 20th century in this country and that, but no one matches the political and societal effect of Solzhenitsyn on the Soviet Union. You could make an argument, you could make this argument, that Solzhenitsyn as a writer, as a political thinker, and as a moral force, did more to topple the Soviet Union than any general secretary.
In 1970, Solzhenitsyn received the Nobel Prize for Literature, though decided not to travel to Stockholm to receive the prize that year for fear he would be denied re-entry to the Soviet Union. 4 years later, Solzhenitsyn was stripped of his Soviet citizenship and deported to West Germany. He would spend the next 20 years in exile, mostly in the U.S. state of Vermont, with his wife and 3 children. Shortly after the collapse of the Soviet Union, another great adversary of imperial communism, Pope John Paul II, received Solzhenitsyn in private audience. The Russian dissident author received little public or critical attention after returning to his home country, with one important exception being Russian President Vladimir Putin's official recognition of Solzhenitsyn, to whom in 2007 he awarded the State Prize of the Russian Federation. Solzhenitsyn was too frail to receive the award in person and asked his wife to accept it in his stead, though the author did prepare a video message for the occasion.
I hope that the historical data, the historical plots, the pictures of life, the personalities and pictures of life of these cruel and dark years which our country has gone through, all of which I have collected and presented to the readers, I hope it will be in the conscious memory of my compatriots.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn is survived by his wife, Natalia, and his 3 sons, Yermolai, Ignat, and Stepan. He died in the evening of August 3rd of heart failure. He was 89 years old. I'm Chris Altieri.